Last year, it looks like Melinda was the chair. So I think the first thing y'all do is a vote on a chair.
I second.
First and second.
Isn't it not your turn, Jeff?
Well, you may not want me this year. It's September.
Who did you nominate?
Lou Ann.
All in favor.
Opposed.
And you seconded?
Yeah.
I don't want that job.
Did y'all vote?
Nope. All in favor?
All in favor? Any discussion?
Opposed.
4-1.
I gotta brush up. Mr. Counselor will meet later.
In other news, we did win the Monaco case at the Supreme Court. One of the new decisions on the Supreme Court basically deciding what is renovated property and how that works with the state regs and the statute. But anyhow,
awesome.
Yeah, lost an election on Tuesday, won a Supreme Court case on Wednesday. That's just the way it works.
Was the Monaco that had to do with the homestead freeze? Is that what that
means? Sort of. Yeah, he was kind of an interesting individual that came in with his wife that basically said that because the house hadn't been found, that his new construction hadn't been located.
No, okay.
It's the one off Jones Road.
Okay.
And like I said, it's about 2 years ago that he came in. So
want it to be gone back and valued at the status of 2013, not at the status of the year that it was picked up.
Basically, his argument was, since you didn't find my new house when my wife turned 65, you can't increase the taxes. That was
didn't quite work that
yeah.
Way.
So
and so. He won, we lost.
No, we won.
Okay.
When did that Act 2278 go into effect?
Oof, I'd have to look that up.
Okay. Because I think it's going to affect some.
What did you say?
What's the act about?
The Act, is it Act 22?
2284 is when you go to full value. Yeah.
That's it, 2284. Yeah.
I posted it on Facebook the other day to tell everybody that had a question about their notices would be under the understanding that when you purchase a house, it goes full value the next year.
Yeah, and title companies just aren't doing it right.
No, they're not explaining it correctly.
No.
And if you buy from a person that's frozen, it's also going all the way to full value the next year.
Well, yeah.
Seemed like I remember that was originally done for title companies
to do the oath.
We did the oath before we.
What they're doing is they're prorating
the meetings, they'd be
some of them. And they don't tell the owner that
the
those will go to full value when it's recorded.
So I guess I have to take over.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You're in charge.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, we called the meeting to order. So, Margaret, do you want to go ahead? Have you scheduled some appointments then?
Well, we normally set the calendar, like what days y'all don't want me to set stuff on. And then I do have three. After today's meeting, I will get set and send all the stuff that I send them out, requesting applications that the assessor wants, and make sure they have the bylaws and the rules. I'll send them all out to them today.
Okay. So, actually, then, will we have anything you think scheduled the week of the 5th through the 9th from your end?
The only way we would do anything the 5th through the 9th if it's on the 5th.
Yeah,
so
I would suggest we don't. We've got a lot of stuff that day, yeah.
Okay. So
and they have to have days to send that stuff back in to us.
Yeah, they'll.
So many days.
Yeah, I mean, if I send anything out, they're not going to have time to get anything to me by the 5th anyway.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're all going to AAC convention the 5th of the 9th.
Okay. All right. Because I knew that there was always something. All right. So let's look at the week of the 12th and a suggestion on how many evenings maybe we need to have this year from like 5 to 8 o'clock. And it's p.m. for those that can't come.
I have a doctor's appointment on the 12th that morning in Little Rock.
So would you be available in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have a meeting at 2:30 that afternoon.
On the 12th?
Yeah, dang it.
I have one about 3 o'clock, the 12th.
Okay, so we're just going to mark the 12th off.
Okay.
Unless, okay.
We'll have to wipe it out.
Mine's about 30 minutes at 3 o'clock.
That leaves us 3 weeks and
that's gonna be tough.
I'm not available the morning of the 22nd, but I can be here at 1. On the 20th, I have a defensive driver class from 8 to 12 out at OEM. They suggested I take, Judge Johnson suggested I sit in.
We've seen you drive.
What day? 20th from 8 to 12. Me and about 6 of my staff are supposed to be out there from 8 to 12 for a defensive driver class.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Maybe we could do evening on
yeah
on that.
So that's
well,
the 20th morning. I can't. The 22nd. That is the tax sale at the expo. A couple of my people will be going there, but that's our reappraisal meeting that we are mandatory to be in at ACD. Me, Cherise, Donna, and.
Why would they set something in August?
They, I don't know, and I'll try to get out of it. The day we went to EQ,
yep,
hearing up there, our training, and they said absolutely not. All the counties that are restarting their next reappraisal cycle, that's the day that we are all over the state,
so
is to be at ACD.
Well, and Glenda and I have a luncheon the 22nd, too. So.
That's at 10 a.m. on the 22nd.
No, our luncheon is on the 4th. Oh, God. Hang on, board meeting.
I'm sorry, I have a quick luncheon, and you're right, ours is on the
14th,
yeah,
and it's going to be at Centennial, by the way. That's going to be a busy one.
But we don't need, just from 11 to 1:30 is all we would need on that day.
Well, I'm on the board, so I can't do anything that morning.
Well, your board meetings don't start until 10. If we had
oh, we're going to be in executive meeting that day. Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to just come
Margaret usually
this
bulks
year
these up, though.
I try my best to bulk them, but you know how they do.
Yeah.
And on the 14th, I mean, after 1:30 in the afternoon, we will be free.
Why don't we do nighttime for the
14th? Wait a minute. So the 12th through the 16th, what did y'all say we can't do?
Just the 12th so far.
Just the 12th? Mark out? Okay.
We could do an evening.
Well, we're working on the 14th, so hang on.
I'm wide open that whole week.
I suggest you not do an evening on the 14th.
Yeah,
that's a Wednesday night.
Yeah,
no,
I'm thinking
okay
on the 12th or the 13th if we need to do an evening.
13th, we'll have budget finance in here.
But we can always go next door.
Okay. And the third week will be gone.
Well, we all can't.
We all can't. Okay, so probably need to do it on like Thursday or something.
Yeah.
What about the 15th?
We could sit in evening.
On the 15th, we could.
We could do any time all that day. We could go until evening, too.
Okay.
On the 14th, we could schedule in after 1:30 in the afternoon.
It's a Wednesday. You're, yeah.
We could
so we could do, say, 1:30 to 4:30.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
On the 14th.
Uh-huh.
We have Tim Grooms coming to speak to us about all the real estate changes that are going into effect on the 17th. I would imagine that that's going to go past 1:30, but maybe start at 2. And then
on
I
the
think,
14th?
Yeah. We have some major changes coming in. Tim Grooms is coming in to speak.
Okay, so 2 to 4:30.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably try to avoid the day if at all possible.
Okay.
So do you want to make the 15th our late night?
Yes.
Why don't we do the 15th and the 27th?
Tuesday
and Thursday. 27th
also.
Would that be okay?
Yeah. Okay, so nothing on the
12th.
Okay.
So I've got the 12th marked off, the 22nd marked off, late on the 15th, and late on the 20th.
The 22nd, just between 11 and 1:30 is all. Any other?
No, that was her day.
Oh, you had the.
So 22nd is off.
Okay.
Yeah, that it's off for her.
Yeah,
in her office. In her office.
How long that would be, so I have no idea.
Okay.
There's no telling. Is that usually all day? I don't know. They're doing lunch, so I'm assuming it's all day.
Yeah, it's just better to mark it off and not worry.
Okay, wow.
Can we do a different late night than the 27th? I'm the host of a fundraiser that night at the country club. I'm the hostess with the mostest.
Well,
afternoon.
What about that Thursday?
That Thursday, I'm wide open.
The 29th?
Or the 28th, 29th, I'm wide
28th
open.
28th is on Wednesday.
29th. And you know, all these late nights are dependent on, it'll mostly be up to that, the taxpayer. Yeah. So I'll be calling you to say, hey, they can't do this night. Can y'all do this? So, you know, setting them at nights, late night, it hardly ever works for us.
Can't we also do all day on
Most
that?
People want to come during the day. I haven't had anyone that, I have had someone ask for 5, but I've never had anyone ask real late.
Yeah, but can't we just come any all day on the 15th and the 29th?
Yeah.
Even if it's late night? I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're wide open, but if anybody needs after work, we can do it.
We're going to try to set the late night for those two nights.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're usually good to get 5 appointments in one day.
Well, I start off that way. I might end up with 1 by the time y'all get here. But
you know, if you get 6, you have to buy lunch for everybody.
Oh, do I? Okay.
Well, yeah. She won't ever get 6 then.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Please, just one time. Come on.
Hey, I'll stack them up. The problem is they disappear sometimes faster than I can notice y'all on them.
That's all I got marked off for me for August, so I'm not up for the rest of it.
All right, so, you know, I don't like to go into September, but I don't know that we'll have a way this year not to if they start calling and being crazy. Do y'all want to just wait toward the end and then...
September, I'm wide open.
And then take a look at it, or do we want to go ahead and set what we want to do in September? Because right now it's so unknown.
Well, September's a pretty bad month.
Yeah, I know. I'm busy that month.
Yeah, I think so. I got jury duty all month, possible. And then I've got a trip plan in the middle of all that, too.
Which judge? Federal.
Federal.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Well, it did let me go on this trip I had planned already, so...
Well, if y'all would, try not to let your September get any crazier than it already is, because we have 3 weeks here, and we've knocked off 2 full days and 2 half days already, so...
What's the other half day besides...
On the 20th, we're start... no appointments before noon. And then on the 14th, it's just, you know, not even a half day there.
Okay.
But since you're doing late, if maybe I can talk some people into coming on those 2 late nights and make that day long, make that a long, hard day.
Well, what about the Fridays in here? We hadn't even discussed 16th.
Well, I'm assuming it's open for me to schedule on since y'all didn't tell me not to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I know that Travis will probably begin on the 29th or
30th.
Yeah. Well, those are the people that are the hardest to get in. Travis not so bad. He does do his stuff, so I can't complain about Travis myself.
But Tax Solutions and Ryan, they're
the ones that send me all this stuff. We get them on the calendar, then they get it worked out, then they work out part of them and not all of them, and then they make
emails wanting to know the process. They already know the process.
Same as last year.
Same as the other 75 counties they've asked.
I guess do we need to talk about phone calls, Zoom, and all that mess like we have?
Yes, are we allowing any of that?
Yep, according to the meeting.
Huh?
They don't even have to be here. They can call in.
They didn't show up. It didn't say you had to allow that you individually couldn't allow. It said the person themselves didn't have to show up.
That's right.
Okay. Well, they don't have to show up.
It said they could send their stuff by letter.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it said.
Okay.
And they did.
You had to allow.
Yeah, they did that last year, and we accepted their letters and stuff last year.
Well, that's fine. We've always done that.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
They didn't say you had to allow Zoom.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, Zoom and phone calls.
Okay, well, I'll take a motion.
No phone call.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have a second on no Zoom or no phone calls? Okay, it's been moved and seconded for no Zoom or no phone calls.
I think we got to give the public
any discussion? Okay. If not, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of no phone calls and no Zoom?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Motion passed. Okay, so we'll let them know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we need to So we just wait now for you. So our first appointments will be on the 13th.
At least.
At least.
And what, we'll start as early as what, 8:30, 9 o'clock?
I'll probably start y'all around 9 that way.
That gives us all a chance to get here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes me 45 minutes to drive in now.
Oh, does
I'm
it?
Not kidding.
Because of all the road construction.
It's just all the traffic and the construction.
Then I can get here faster than you can.
Yeah. I'm up there on the other end.
I say 9 gives us a chance to get here, turn our on, get our wits about us, and get our stack together, get over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have anything this year that you want to discuss with us? Anything at all? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say real quick, I'll be Margaret's best friend real soon because I've been telling several people to call off the second schedule for you. Okay.
Well, apparently we've been sending a lot to you, so.
Have you talked to quite a few commercials?
21 of them.
Okay.
17 of them are coming. Which amazed me because in 2021, he sent us 20 of them. I figured we got half this stuff.
Is that why I have a sticky note on my desk called Brittany Covington? Okay.
Like I said, we haven't heard from Travis yet. You know, we're going to wait until the last day. Haven't heard from Motel yet, which I expect to hear from them pretty soon. Wayne Tenenbaum called with all the car lots again. I looked at their information they sent, and as usual, their land comps are way out Highway 64, something way out by the Arkansas River, out by the soccer field. I called this little guy back, or actually, the little guy called me and said, "Do you have time to look at it?" I said, "Yeah, I took a couple minutes." I said, if you ever take an appraisal for it, they'll tell you that if you don't get your land right, the rest of what you do is a waste of time. Because the overall is not going to be right. Period. Well, what's wrong with it? It's the same thing I tell Wayne every year. You guys you can't use comps worth a thing. Just, you know, when you get your stuff right, let me know, I'll talk to you. He said, "Well, I'll talk to the powers that be," and I haven't heard back. I've had very few commercial phone calls from locals. I mean, it's scary.
It's their tax rate that are looking at stuff from other states.
I don't,
it has been as crazy as I thought. Not yet. I figured we'd be bombarded and maybe lined up the door.
When's the last date they can
call? It's 19.
The 19th?
Mm-hmm. 19 is a lot of that.
But anyway, I mean, like I said, if when I left the other day, we had 34 people to call back. And
what about real estate? What's that looking like?
That's residential.
Residential? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering when it was down the block. That's where everybody's getting me.
I know we got one guy who wants an appointment. He said he studied all the sales and so on.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to adjourn the meeting.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Philip, do you have anything that you need to update us on?
That we don't need.
Nope.
I will take a motion. Yes, sir.
Real quick. The last I heard, the residential increased 40%.
Yes.
I mean, we had factors went from 1.4 to 1.9, some of 1.6.
Wow.
Yes.
The commercial
has been looked at.
On the average, 29%. You know, you think 20%, that ain't nothing. You know, 20%.
I'll take a motion then to go ahead and adjourn.
I make a motion.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded that we adjourn for the day. Any discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we'll officially adjourn at